The views and opinions of the hosts of this podcast are their own. Any descriptions about the signs that resonate with real-life situations are purely coincidental dahil hindi hawak ng mga bituin ang buhay natin at walang pake the universe sa'yo. Listener and viewer discretion is advised.
Happy Gay Christmas, everyone! Ako yan yan siya, astrologer Gemini na si Bern.
Advanced liquor ban from October 29 to 30. Kung yung astrologer na Scorpio na si Nikki.
At ako naman ang patuloy na ina-haunt ng ghosts of my past mistakes. Sa astrologer na Virgo na si Nikki. And welcome to...
Woo! Astrology! The poltergeist.
The haunting of astrology.
Diba?
The fall of the house of astrology. Oh, hindi ko pa napapanood yun.
Ako din. Bala ko panoorin.
Oo nga eh. Ganda nung nakita kong reviews. I mean, it's Mike Flanagan. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oo. And so, yeah. Welcome to the show where we talk about anything and everything under the sun, moon, and stars. So, whether you're Sagittarius re-releasing the best album ever or... a Virgo just listening to it. We'll talk about you and your sign when the time comes. Kung kailan yon, ang universe lang ang nakakaalam.
Obvious sa mga headlines namin, headliners namin, di ba?
Oo, diba? Na medyo lulong sa, ay, ba't nag-loop yung music? Lulong sa 1989 Taylor's version.
Pero kailangan, horror-ish pa rin.
Oo, pero hindi naman yun yung topic. Medyo lang. Medyo... horrific kasi yung balikan yung nakaraan. Charot! Kaya yun ang pag-uusapan natin today. Yung mga horror stories nyo. Nang hingi kami, nagbigay ba kayo?
Horror dating stories.
Oo.
Horror dating stories. Wala naman masyado nagbigay kasi wala nang pakialam sa atin yung mga listeners.
Thank you, ha? Thank you talaga. We feel loved.
Yung mga listeners natin, sila rin naman yun.
Correct. Oo.
Wala daw na kwento na lahat. Charot.
Oo, na kwento na nila lahat before. Pero yeah, unahin na natin. Thank you pa rin sa mga nagpadala.
Oo naman. At least meron, di ba? May episode tayo today dahil meron.
Correct.
Simulan natin doon sa mga ano, yung mga nag-quote tweets kasi short and sweet sila. Hmm.
Go!
Ako ba?
Sinimulan mo.
Sige, simulan natin kay Miko na nagbigay ng quote tweet niya, si @Balbasarado sa Twitter. Sabi niya, ang question kasi is, meron ba kayong horror stories about the signs, pwedeng excess dates, or friends, ex-friends, roommates, etc., whatever. Basta, ano, mga horror stories niyo with other zodiac signs. Pero ang sabi ni Miko ay, Virgo ex Virgo with my Virgo ex. Virgo 1, saan tayo kain? Virgo 2, saan mo gusto? Virgo 1, ikaw ba? Virgo 2, kahit saan? Virgo 1, kahit saan din? Virgo's intellectuals check. Decisive no. I guess this is a horror thing for Virgos.
For Virgos, oo. Like, okay, we're not as indecisive as Libras, I guess. But like...
Sa
date, oo.
May sinabi ako dito eh. Alam ko na-replyan ko to kasi sabi ko parang ang totoo niyan, meron na talaga kayong place in mind. Hinihintay niyo lang magsabi yung isa para ma-judge niyo.
Or ayaw mong ma-judge yung gusto mo nung isa.
Mauunahin mo.
Exactly. Yun yung horror sa kanila, so baka ma-judge sila sa option nila.
Parang, ay, dyan mo gusto?
I thought you were a Virgo.
Dinner date place? Dyan?
Angels. Charat.
Pero actually, ewan ko, may nandate na ba akong Virgo na like super serious?
Nangyari na ba sa inyo?
I don't know, I forgot. Like, nangyari sa akin yan lagi. Like, ikaw, saan mo gusto? Laging saan mo gusto?
This is the typical Virgo analysis paralysis.
Mm-mm.
Tapos yep. Nagsama pa yung dalawa na Virgo.
Ayaw, di pareha sila. Oo.
Totoo, sobrang scary din kasi for us na ma-judge.
Mm-mm.
So like, kapag kami nag-reco nung place tapos hindi mo nagustuhan, parang ay, okay, ba yan? Hinipe ko pa naman. Ganon.
Oo. There's this, ano, nakalimutan ko yung there's your need for perfection.
Yes.
Na pag lumabas yung option mo na hindi as perfect as you thought it was, parang, parang scary!
Gonna haunt us for years.
Okay. Diba?
That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Ayan, next.
Thank you, Miko, for sending.
Ito, sabi naman ni Melody at Witch Bitch. Bagay, in there. Sabi niya, I'm a Virgo woman. The end. Keme, not keme.
Ayan, another example.
Another Virgo.
Ano yung bunot?
Gusto ko na puro Virgo yung ano, yung mga sumagot.
Nag-volunteer na sila, oo.
Ganun ba ka, ano, ka-scary i-date ang mga Virgo?
More like kayo yung scared. Ooh, oh my God! Oh. Bakit kaya wala ka pang date hanggang ngayon?
Ooh, maybe I'm just scared.
Bumalik sa'yo. Oo nga.
Scared.
Maybe I am. Okay, I need some time to think about it. Bye!
Nagkaroon bigla ng introspection. Oh my God, remember yung binasa natin na ano mo, na horoscope mo for the eclipse, ng introspection, Kevin. Baka ito na yun.
Oo nga. Baka ito na yun.
The eclipse.
Ito na yun.
Sige, bye. Exit na ako.
Kami na po bahala ni Nikki sa episode na to.
Bye.
Ano na lang.
Ayaw.
Diyos ko. Ayan. So yun, yun yung mga nag-co-tweet. Ano ba yan?
Oh,
wala masyadong okay. Horror story. Ang daming in love.
Pero marami rin, ano na, magbe-break soon kasi nilabas na ni Taylor Swift yung 1918.
Gaga!
Para magkaroon sila ng moment, no? Para makanta nila yung clean. Ay, kailangan ko i-break yan yung jowa ko.
Kailangan yun, di ba?
Oo.
Lalo yung mga ano niya, from the vault, o diba?
Oo. Para mapakinggan niya yung 1989 habang nasa bus pa sa Gada.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, oo.
Ikipag-break.
Pero anyway, yung next din natin ng emails.
So, oo, meron.
Malaman tong mga to. Yeah.
Nikki, gusto mong unahin mo na yung isa? Yung
sure.
Ano,
ito yung...
The shorter one.
Okay. So, sabi niya, hello, Anon please. For the record, I'm a Leo and napansin ko na hindi ako compatible with Scorpio, Capricorn, and Aquarius. Pinakamalala kasi yung Aquarius ko na ex. I need to validate him every time, pero when I ask for validation, he dismisses me kasi super busy daw siya. He also doesn't compliment me and just uses me for sex. Oh.
Oh. Aquarius? You think you just first well.
Yes, pero yes. Ang gusto kong itanong is, sure ka bang jowa mo siya or fubo lang
yan? Fubo lang kayo ng time. Oo, chinek mo ba yung label?
Oo, mukhang mamaya fubo lang
pala kayo. Oo. Oh, tapos, to continue, when I dyed my hair black, kamukha ko raw si Wednesday Adams.
Ah, pangasama! Well,
horror,
he's pretty,
sige.
But like, talaga horror. You talaga yung ano natin.
Well,
I mean, I'm
nga,
not
horror story,
diba?
But, okay.
Kung Wednesday Adams, sige lang. Ano, sige, gusto mo si Pugsley, kamukha mo, ganyan. Mga
ganyan. Si ano?
Kaya si Cousin It. Si Cousin It.
Cousin It. Thing. The thing.
I'll take Wednesday Adams.
Oo naman.
Pwede naman, diba?
O, tapos?
Ayan pa. Ayaw niya kaming nagde-date sa labas kasi ang gastos. Mas prefer niya sa bahay lang daw kami para makascore.
Mm. Ayaw lang niya makita sa labas with you.
Feeling
kasi
ko,
may iba siya.
Feeling ko post na tama para ano, makasex.
Yeah, and prevent peeping toms or prying eyes.
Oo, ganyan.
Pero,
yeah.
Ba't tapos ka naman ayaw ilabas?
Feeling ko nga hindi sila or...
Feeling ko may iba.
Oo.
Ayan. Ayan, sabi pa niya.
Mm. Ayun, I broke up with him after 4 months, which is
okay, tama.
Good for you.
That was too long.
actually, dapat weeks lang yan, no?
That was too long, girl. 2 months dapat eh.
Uh-oh. Pwede, oo.
Pero hindi, eh, siguro binigyan niyo pa ng chance. Baka ano, I could change him.
I could change him. I can fix him.
Oo, I can fix him. Ganyan. Pero,
I don't think the guy was into the relationship.
Wait, anong sign ni ate?
Leo.
See, this is what we're telling you, na yung mga nakikita niyo, mga compatibilities, bullshit yung mga... Because supposedly, Leos and Aquarius are like the best pair.
Oo.
Like, but fuck that. Tignan mo yung nangyari dito.
Oo, diba? So baka hindi lang niya sign yung factor. Talagang...
Feeling ko hindi lang basta sign-sign yung kailangan ko pagbasehan pagdating sa compatibility. Pero natawa ko na ano, gusto ko yung complain niya is he doesn't compliment me. Napakaliyon.
Napakaliyon nga. Oo. Binibigyan niya ng validation si Aquarius guy, but he doesn't return or reciprocate.
Baka kasi love language ni ano ni Anon ay words of affirmation.
Tapos yung
ex niya is ano, pa siya.
Physical touch ganyan.
Physical touch. Oo.
Hmm.
Pero
but this is ko. Should we yeah, I guess it's scary for a Leo.
Oo naman. Oo. Na, hindi sila bigyan ng validation or ipang
saka kasi, very
maging proud.
Very Leo thing yung when I dyed my hair black, kamukha ko raw si Wednesday Addams. Parang,
uh-oh.
Yep.
And it's the hair. Again.
It's the hair. Uh-oh.
Leos and the hair. Lagi.
Ayaw nilang pinakikialaman yung buhok nila.
Kapag may mga kakilala kayong Leo or may mga kakilala kayong Leo risings, always compliment the hair.
Totoo. Leo rising, sobrang ano ko yung hair. Like,
look at me. Diba?
Ayan. Wala problema. Ako mahulas na lahat, wag lang hair.
True. Correct. Saka ano, it's a big thing for the for Leo Suns and Leo Risings, the hair.
Okay.
Kasi I don't know why. Look at me. I play around with my hair for many years. Pansinin niyo sa lahat ng seasons namin, ako na yung pinakamaraming hairstyles.
Totoo. Yeah. Ako hair color.
VP hair color. But yeah, I guess it's a scary thing for a Leo to... Kasi, di ba, may ugali ang Leos na... They could be generous, di ba? So,
of course, yes.
She probably is generous with her praises dun sa ex niya. Pero, ano to eh, yung generosity kasi ng Leo, they expect it to return...
Yes, may balik.
To them. Na parang, it should be a reflection of them. Ganyan. It's their image. Ganyan. Ngayon, kung hindi mo siya babalik, parang ang dating sa kanila is, may mali ba ako ginagawa?
Oo.
Anong kasalanan ko?
Anong kasalanan ko? Ganyan. Hindi sila yung magka-compliment just for sake of complimenting. Hindi. They wanna feel good about it. If it returns to them. So it's scary for them, I guess.
They're the Mother Teresa of compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mapagbigay sila, pero they're also the Elon Musk of compliments. Kailangan may balik. Kundi sisingilin ka.
And yes, the scariest part nga is the hair.
Mm-hmm. The hair.
Diba? Very Leo yun.
Dahil hindi mo pinansin or pinansin mo siya, pero like... Ang pangit ng comment mo.
Oo, medyo passive-aggressive.
That was like, what?
I changed it for you. Charot na, hindi naman.
Ay!
Hindi ba, ikaw VP, pag nagpakulay ka halimbawa ng ano, tae yellow, tapos sinabi namin, putang inang pangit ng buhok mo.
Ano mo black na yan bukas.
Diba?
Goodbye. Oo.
Black na yan bukas habang nagpapatugtog ako ng May Chemical Romance. Tinaan ko na siya.
It's a very shuddering thought for Leos. Uh-oh. Kapag hindi maganda yung
hair.
Sa hair.
Sa hair.
Oh, nagpagupit si VP. Tapos alam, mukha kang baby ama. Mga ganun.
Kalbo na yan bukas. Kalbo na yan, sinasabi ko sa'yo. Kalbo na yan bukas.
Diba? Muntangan. Pero yeah. I get her. And good na you broke up with him kasi feeling ko talaga
he wasn't in it for the long run.
Feeling ko talaga hindi kayo mag-jowa. Ikaw lang nag-iisip.
Ikaw lang nag-isip.
Yun din, that's also a possibility na hooking up lang.
Saka,
four months is enough. Oh.
Yeah.
Oo.
With an Aquarius, 4 months is enough. Oh. You know what's scarier?
What?
1 year.
Is this based on personal experience?
Not affirming nor denying that.
Nagawa ba tayo ng ano? Album.
Ng playlist.
Gagawa ng playlist si VP bigla.
Is it over now?
Am I really over her?
Oh my God. Game. Next
anyway,
one.
May isa pa.
Pero bago na tayo
mag-ano
ba tayo?
Magpa-plug
ba muna tayo or whatever?
Sige, mag-plug na muna tayo. Habang na ano yan. So, guys, kung kayo may horror stories pa kayo, pwede rin natin pag-usapan yan. Nag-ghost ka na ba? For sure. Charot. Pag-usapan natin yan at sa Astrology on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Pwede nating, you know, bring
Ihabol
up dyan. Ihabol,
oo.
Oo.
Spoopy season naman eh.
Yun. Tapos, kung nakikinig kayo,
Sorry. And then go.
Ano, kung nakikinig kayo on Spotify or YouTube, don't forget to follow and subscribe to us and click the bell icon para notified kayo of every new episode. Kasi, yun nga, tinatry talaga namin maging consistent.
Tsaka mag-comment na rin kayo dun sa mga pa-poll namin tsaka mga pa-questions namin.
Correct.
Baka bigla kayo manalo ng something or I don't know.
Diba? Nabasa na ba natin yung unforgettable Bumble moment? No?
Oh, so, yeah. Yep.
Yung sa Eclipse na lang. So yun nga, nagtanong kami anong dating horror story nyo. Hindi kayo sumagot doon. Pero nag-poll kami kung nilagyan din ba ng vinagre aromatico yung pampaligo sa inyo ng bata kayo. 90% said no. Ano yun? Hala! May 10% na nag-yes.
VP, you're part of the 10% na nag-yes. Kasi hindi ko rin alam yun.
Hindi ko rin alam yun.
Ikaw lang yung nakakalam sa atin.
Yeah.
Piling ko tuloy, some of my childhood, sobrang alien sa ibang tao. Like, remember yung brand's essence of chicken story ko?
Hindi alien.
Oh.
Your childhood is very niche.
Yes. Niche. Very specific. Pero niche. Alam ko yung brands. I hated that
brands,
so much.
I hated that din, di ba?
Kasi parang siyang supplement na ewan na papainumin sa'yo.
Tapos ang sama nung lasa.
Yung maliit na ano, maliit na.
Yes.
Parang shot.
Shot.
Parang shot. I remember that. Kasi parang na-curious ako doon na parang sa essence of chicken, sabi ko, so lasang tinola?
Oo. Basta lasang chicken oil. Parang Hainanese chicken in liquid form. Ganon.
Yuck, kadiri putang ina.
Doesn't taste good.
I'm not even a fan of Hainanese kasi parang feeling ko, ano siya, deconstructed tinol.
Tapos kulang sa lasa.
Well, Pero my mom makes the best Hainanese chicken, by the way. Kailangan niyo matry yun.
Ang weird lang daw kasi mukha siyang hindi palatable. Pero kapag kinain mo na siya, masarap.
Masarap.
Diba? Sobrang, hindi lang ako fan kasi parang pangatignan. hindi siya delectable tignan.
Simple lang kasi yung flavor niya.
True.
Ang magdadala dyan yung ano, yung ginger scallion.
Yes!
Correct.
The chili, the chili oil or the chili.
Kaya yung pag gumagawa ng Hainanese si mom ko, wow, napunta tayo doon, no? Pero sisingit ko lang. Pag gumagawa siya ng Hainanese, laging fresh yung ginger.
Yes.
Kasi i-grate niya, tapos igigisa niya konti with scallions.
Yung masarap.
Ganyan siya. So lumalabas yung oil.
Yung oil, lalo. Tapos like, may konting burnt lasa siya. Sarap.
Pwede mo ba lagyan ng tanlad yung Hainanese chicken or magiging tinola na siya kapag nilagyan mo ng tanlad?
Hindi ba may tanlad siya kapag nilagyan?
Meron siya. Meron siya pa habang kinukulo with the rice. Oh.
Ah, papakuloan mo with the rice.
Yes, oh, tanlad talaga siya. It, I mean, you're correct. It's deconstructed tinola.
Diba?
Wala lang siyang dahon ng sili.
Yes.
I mean, who's stopping you from putting it?
May chili oil no naman. So, oo. Yun. Okay. Yun.
Tapos, last, meron pa tayong tanong dun sa ano amoy episode nga natin. I-announce namin yung winner soon. So, hindi muna namin babasahin yung sagot nyo sa anong sign ng amoy red flag kasi mamimili kami ng ano dyan.
Yeah.
Madami. Best answer. Oo. Pero yung poll natin, ikaw, anong amoy mo today? Nag-tie lahat ng anim, 12.5%. Yung amoy tita, amoy forever, amoy bitter, amoy pink, amoy mixed signals, at amoy red flag. Ang nanalo, di ba? Ang nanalo ay ang amoy jowa.
Ay!
Okay.
Jowa-jowa. Kaya pala, kaya walang dating horror stories, puro may mga jowa yung nahikinig.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good for
good
them.
For you.
I'm making the mama power.
Okay.
Oh my.
Okay.
Okay na ako may jowa.
Tigil-tigil kayo. May jowa kayo dyan. Ako yung wala. Please.
Sarap. Ano daw? Prayer revealed daw, sabi ni VP.
Oo nga. Hindi na natin kailangan ng skincare reveal. Jowa, prayer reveal na.
Prayer reveal na. Plakado na yung skincare ni VP eh. Prayer reveal na to, diba? Okay. Recall reveal, ganyan.
Oo. Kailangan na kailangan kong dasal.
Number of ano child sacrifices reveal, ganyan.
Baka
anong mga, naman. Anong mga ginawa nyo para magka-job?
Tumalab, oo. Para tumalab.
Pakibigay kay VP. Ganyan. Actually, yun na lang yung ano, yun na lang yung question natin for this episode.
May marereto ba kayo or ano bang pwedeng gawin ano ang, ni VP?
Ano ang inyong prayer or ritual para magka-jowa? Kahit i-DM nyo na lang siya.
So, i-directan nyo na sa kanya.
At VEEPS underscore.
VEEPSS underscore. Sa lahat ng platforms. Paki-DM na lang yung mga ritual, dasal, at mga kung ano pang pwede kong gawin.
Mga kulang, mga tawas, kanya.
Ayuma na pala ang ano, kailangan.
Kahit ano.
Ilang pentagram sa sahig. Para,
we're, at para we're at that point now.
Oo, kasi the pandemic started sa ako na single. It never ended for me. The pandemic is still ongoing.
For VP,
For VP, unfortunately.
Totoo.
Sige na nga, basahin mo na yung, yung last.
ikaw na burn dun sa last, para with feelings.
Mahaba siya.
Okay, sige. Sabi niya, please keep me anonymous. Hi, anonymous. Lol, but open to talking in an episode. Ay, sayang. Di ba, next time. Ayan. Sabi niya, I'm a November Sagittarius and I previously dated another November Sagittarius. The beginning was all rainbows and unicorns. He was unlike any other guys I've dated. Ang dami niya sinasabi na sweet everythings and promises. TLDR, nauto ako, okay?
Ay, inamin agad.
As a Sagittarius, nakakahiya na nauto ka ng kapwa mo Sagittarius.
There's a reason. Okay. Ano gagawin ko? Gwapo eh. Lol.
Well, valid. Oo, sige na.
Tayo, yung mga magaling luminyo, tas gwapo.
The pretty privilege is working. Anyway, prior to me, he had a significant relationship. Like 4 years, and they lived together a year before breaking up. We were about 6 months into the relationship when he suddenly asked if he wanted to try an open one. Ooh, where's my red flag under the here? Wala rin, rainbow flag na lang, ganyan.
Yung red lang.
Pero yung red lang, kanyang red na lang siya. 6 months into the relationship when he suddenly asked if he wanted to try an open one. To be honest, hindi ko gusto yon. Not my cup of tea. But since naka rose-colored lenses ako sa kanya, and ini-ignore ko ang red flags, ayan, sinasabi ko na eh.
Ayan.
I said yes. We had ground rules, and one of them being we cannot hook up with exes or past FUBUs.
Okay. Alam mo, okay lang din naman pala yung 6 months. It's not as bad as magsa-start pa lang kayo, open.
Open na. Oo.
Actually, I would like that to be discussed sa umpisa, pag ganun.
Yeah.
Parang... Hindi, I mean, for example, I'm someone who's more into open relationships. Yung open ko kagad.
Okay,
now your heart's a dad.
Parang, ito ako, my idea of open relationships is, I mean, I'm okay with it. So, gusto ko malaman yung take mo dito. Ganyan. Mm-hmm.
Kung yeah, you can talk
ready,
about it.
Kung hindi ka ready, it's okay. I can handle that. Diba? Mga ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung tipong 6 months,
after nyo mag-date, yung, meron ako alam, after nyo mag-date for a while, nung sabi nyo, gusto mo na ba maging tayo? Ang sagot nung isa, sige, pero open.
Parang alam ko to.
Sana nailatag ng mas maaga, ano?
Meron nga ako kilala, nag-cheat eh. Tapos sakalang sinabi kung gusto daw open.
Ay!
I know so many people.
Retroactive pala.
Person. I know din. And,
Retroactive pala ito.
Itago na lang natin siya sa isa kong mga exes. Anyway, sabi ni...
pero yeah, sabi pero scary nga din yung 6 months.
Parang...
Hindi kasi diba, kung never niya siya napag-usapan, tapos biglang out of the
parang blue. Parang out of nowhere,
Okay, red flag, okay.
Saan ang gagaling?
It's still an option though, but yeah. Siguro, mas dapat pag-usapan talaga.
Yeah. Okay, continuing, sabi niya, honestly speaking, during that period, I did not see anyone. My heart was with him. I'm committed to him.
Kasi nga, naka-rose-colored glasses ka, tapos siya lang yung pula. So wala ka ba talaga makikita?
Hindi siya pula, oo.
Shut up, oh my god, naalala ko tuloy yung ano.
Ano yan?
I think this is an open knowledge naman na ano. Yung most recent ex ko, kasi nga may issues with distance, na hindi kami palaging nagkakasama and stuff. But, and then there were needs, so napag-usapan namin na, okay, let's go try having an open relationship as we set ground rules and everything, ganyan. Which makes sense for both of us. Ang nakakatawa nito, wala akong nabuking kahit is. It's more like, para siyang prep. It's nice to have it kahit hindi mo siya gagamitin.
Hindi mo siya, you know.
But it's there.
Okay,
Sobrang natawa lang ako. Anyway, ayun. I digress. Sabi niya, my heart was with him. I'm committed to him. He was very open and transparent naman with his hookups, assuring me he's practicing safe sex. I listened kahit masakit. Every update from him felt like taking a bullet. Finally, I've had enough. I sat him down and told him na hindi ko kaya and I should be enough. Well, TLDR. He came clean and has been hooking up with his ex of 4 years.
What?
Kahit sa rules na hindi pwede
yan. Okay, that's no exes.
That's clear violation.
Obviously, I went through a roller coaster of emotions. Honey, hindi lang roller coaster. You went through an entire carnival.
Amusement. It's an amusement park of emotions.
Entire boom na boom of emotions. Entire Star City, entire Enchanted Kingdom of Emotions. I can Just imagine. So sabi niya, ang daming nangyari and napag-usapan after with him justifying it. Plus, saying na I could have said no to the open relationship when at the time he brought it up, parang no choice ako.
Oh, gaslighting.
Oh.
After weeks of conversations, siguro, napuno na siya and eventually he said a lot of stuff apart from gaslighting. Medyo malala. But he wished me death and I was undeserving of love and I was too vanilla. Madami pa iba to the point na I'm currently seeing a psych once a week to talk about my issues plus medications to control my depressive episodes. Ayun lang, I don't know if horror to, but ang lala, haha. So, yun.
It is.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's scary to be put in this situation.
Mm-mm.
It's traumatizing.
Alam mo, I often see, hindi naman exactly the same, pero something similar.
Pattern.
Sa Twitter. Ang dami kong nakikitang ganitong kwento.
Yep.
Na similar na parang, alam mo yun, like, people approaching people in a guise of wanting to be in a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pero yung eventually na parang ang dating is, ito yung sinasabi ko na ano eh, na ang hinahanap talaga nila is ano, emotional safety net.
Oh,
yes.
Pero gusto nilang umarat. Ganyan.
Oo.
Which is
so
unfair.
Gusto nila lumandi. Gusto nila lumandi. Gusto lang nila at the end of the day, like may emotional safety net sila na parang
may uuwian sila.
Mm-mm. Pero gusto nila yung thrill of the chase, ganun.
May iba pa, may options. Uh-oh. My gosh.
I see this a lot sa mga usually kids na nasa Twitter. Yung mga ano, yung mga nabubunot, ganyan.
Yung mga nagba-viral na...
Oh, yung mga cancellation of the week. Diba? Mga ganyan.
Correct, correct.
Ganyan, almost the same or similar. And I don't know, it's kind of scary. I mean, it doesn't matter kung ano yung sign mo.
Yeah.
Pero like if you're put into this, tapos kung hindi ka ganun ka, should we say, mentally strong or emotionally strong to handle something like this. Diba? Talagang, girl, therapy
it'll
session
take a toll on you.
Trauma talaga. Uh-oh.
Actually, wow, singilin mo yung ex mo.
Totoo, i-bill mo. Kasi hindi mura ang therapy, ha?
Uy, hindi.
Hindi. At yung meds din, lalo.
Hindi din, yeah.
Oo, 50 pesos a day yung akin.
Diba? One tablet?
Oo.
O, diba?
Yeah, but although, yun nga, on that note, it's good na you're seeking help. At least, you know, that's a big step din talaga. But, damn, yung i-gaslight ka ng ganun.
And yeah, you really shouldn't have gotten to this point. Diba?
Oo. Kung from the get-go, sana sinabi niyo na ganun.
Or kung hindi talaga from the get-go, hindi kupal yung ano.
yun pa. Oo.
Yung,
diba?
Yung guy.
Why is it always the Sagittarius?
Sagittarius.
To be fair, Sagittarius din siya.
Oo, yeah. Pero bakit siya yung, well, baka siguro mas ano na siya.
Talaga yung Bumingo.
Hindi, yung feeling ko iba yung ano niya, yung, kasi nga naka-rose color glasses siya lagi. So, ibang klaseng Sagittarius to.
nauto talaga siya.
Na-terrorize siya.
Maybe siya yung nante-terrorize ng love and affection and attention. I will terrorize you with my love.
Mothering na pala.
I will carpet bomb you with compliments. Mga ganyan. Pero yung isa, yun yung ano. Ay, naka.
Typical.
Typical Sag.
Yeah.
Pero... Napaisip din ako eh. Tama naman yung gamit niya sa gaslighting, 'di ba? Kasi a lot of people actually misuse that term.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Tama yung gamit niya kasi yung sinabi sa kanya, 'di ba, na parang dapat nung umpisa pa lang you could have said no.
Oo.
'Di Diba? Parang kasalanan mo to eh. Kasi hindi ka nag-know. O, diba?
Yeah, napot yung blame sa kanya.
Very gaslighty shit.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Tapos meron pa yung... Ngayon pa yung... My God, yung like... Ano yun? Yung... Asan na yun? Wished me death and I wasn't deserving of... Like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck? You sicko?
Diba? Para...
Alam mo kung merong may kailangan ng therapy, yung ex mo yun.
Yung ex mo, oo.
Oo.
Alam ko na parang there's two sides to the story and parang maybe something prompted him to say that, but like to wish death on somebody? Hindi excusable.
On somebody unless, hindi
excusable, but...
Parang ano...
Unless you're leading a country to its death. Ganon. Sarap.
Uy!
Like some occupiers we know. Anyway, hindi pa rin eh, di ba? It doesn't warrant, for example, like, di ba?
That reaction.
Bihin lang sa'yo na hindi ako comfortable with the setup. Tapos i-wish mo na sa ng death, di ba?
Oo, parang it, parang
too defensive. Oo.
Oo, parang nothing merits a death.
Nothing merits, nothing warrants that. Diba?
Yeah.
Kahit gano, like for example, you probably did something bad according to him or his point of view. Hindi pa rin. Diba? Ang lala.
Oo. Kayo ba? Napunta ba kayo sa ganitong situation? Like ako, looking back, iniisip ko, yung mga na-date ko ba dati, na ganyan na ba ako? Like,
na hindi ganito.
No.
Hindi ganito kalala. Parang I've been lied to, cheated on.
But I've been like in this. Open relationships. Yung, well, dalawa pa lang naman. Na parang, hindi ganito eh. Diba?
Yeah. Medyo ano lang din to. Parang, baka, learning opportunity for Anon to, you know, wag ka papadala sa ano, mga linyahan.
Sa gwapo.
Hindi porke gwapo.
Oo, ang dami-dami ng gwapo ngayon na walang ambag, di ba?
Correct.
Correct. Ba tayo?
Ano, palamuti lang, ganyan.
Oo.
It's just a pretty thing. Hindi, tsaka ano eh. Babalik tayo dun sa episode natin with Miko and Louie before about open relationships. Diba? Na, you don't enter into one just because or lightly.
Yeah.
It takes a whole lot of maturity to be able to handle open relationships or the setup of open relationships.
Correct. Ganyan.
So it's not for everyone. Gets namin yung mga nag-tweet about sa open relationships and shitting on it. Like, kung ayaw mo, hindi wag.
It's okay, oo. It's okay. If it doesn't really, if it doesn't work for you, edi okay. It's okay.
Wag, diba? You don't have to shit on people na nag-work sa kanila yun, diba?
Let people enjoy things.
Exactly. Like, Diyos ko, ano ba? Wala ka ba ma-tweet? Mag-good morning ka na lang, mga ganon.
Oo. At saka, igawin ko nga yun. Twitter na lang kaya ulit. Ang ano ko.
Ang alin.
Mind ka nga. Ganon.
Oo. Yung mga JGH. Ganyan. JWU.
Let's go back to that, ano, Twitter era.
6,007.
Kaya yun, kaya yung mga ano ko, lakwatsa ko, TikTok na lang ina-update ko eh.
Yeah, okay lang din naman. Go.
Kasi wala ma-update. Charot.
More
ay!
Pero yun, I mean, I feel like these days din, ang dami kasi nating standards on relationships. Yeah. And I feel like it varies talaga. Kumbaga, walang set standard on what a relationship should
yeah. Remember yung recent trend on Twitter na parang tagdita opinions on dating, opinions on relationship, tapos ang daming mga entries.
Oh,
I mean, Sige, they could be valid, but it doesn't have to be a hard set rule.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be definitive.
It doesn't have to be definitive of what your relationship
should be. Correct.
Or parang what other people's relationships should be. Parang hindi siya, yun nga, hindi siya set standard. Eh. Diba yung mga nagsasabi na, dapat replyan ka niya within 5 hours. Parang kung busy talaga siyang tao.
Correct.
I mean, diba?
May gradient yan. Sure, parang one day, every day at least makapag-reply man lang sa'yo. Maybe that's possible. Pag 3 days, okay yon, medyo ano na.
Medyo.
Halimbawa, one week. Pa din eh.
One week doon lang mag-a-apply yan. Yung rule na yan. Parang, isang linggo ka nang hindi kinakausap.
Nag-a-update.
Boy pa ba yan? Baka mamaya inaamag na yan sa bahay. Ganun, di ba?
Pero di ba, minsan din may mga relationships na paano kung yung jowa mo ay isang biologist tapos nasa somewhere siya na walang signal at
naked
all.
Naked marine biologist na nasa dagat lagi.
Nasa dagat lagi. So like, minsan may exceptions to the rule. You can't really say na 3 days niya kung hindi ni-replyan. At ang ina mo, 2 months yung nasa dagat. Paano ka
ni-replyan? Nasa field yan eh.
Paano, seaman, di ba?
Ayun din. Nasa laot. Paano ka ma-update?
Minsan may mga instances na hindi talaga, wala talagang signal, di ba?
Or wala silang connection. Magtaka ka kapag ikaw hindi in-update pero yung alter niya meron.
Ayun na.
Ang ganda, alam mo yung alter niya.
Ang ganda, oo. Ni-stalk mo yung alter niya.
Pero di ba, it's a case-to-case basis. Relationships is not a one-size-fits-all.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Diba? And relationships are always going to be scary.
Yes.
Diba? Oo. So, ano lang, it's about facing that fear. Baka advice ko to myself pala to.
Uh-oh.
Pero hindi, facing that fear.
Bago tayo mag-advise sa sarili mo, ano muna masasabi natin doon kay Anon na last? Kasi medyo ano yun. Heavy.
Ako, yung advice ko is it's good na you're seeking help and parang getting through that. I'm sorry na it had to happen to you.
Yeah.
But like everything in life, everything's a learning opportunity. Wow. So, di ba ate, huwag nang tanggalin mo na yung rose-tinted lenses mo. Social, yeah. Hindi glasses.
Oo.
Lenses yung kanya.
Lenses. Tinted lenses.
Basta pag kami medyo may signs na agad, medyo oop. Oo.
Oo, parang learn to read red flags.
Wary, or at least, beware. Beware.
Know your personal
Like maybe to add to that, maybe have your core values. Like what do you really want in a relationship? Na kasi hodang gwapo yan o hindi. Basta pumasok siya or hindi siya pumasok dun sa mga ano mo, sa values mo. Na, as in core ha.
Mm-hmm. Hindi yung shallow.
Yung unbreakable na
deal breaker.
Deal breaker, ayan. Yung mga deal breaker mo things. Yun, have a set of that. Kasi, yun yung parang magiging, ano mo eh, parang guide on whether you're with the right person or not.
Diba? Yes.
So, tulad nito, yung ano pa lang, na, sana yung, ano yung unang red flag na ano?
Yung 6 months into the relationship, yung nag-open. No,
Anyway, I guess you're young. Tama si VP. This is a learning experience. And good thing na you're on the recovery phase now.
The mend.
It's not gonna be easy, I guess. Let's face that. Magkaroon ng mga relapse. Hindi linear yung, ano mo, yung progress mo. But at least, you're moving forward. Diba? Yun yun. So, yun. I hope this doesn't forever
dissuade you.
Diba?
Dissuade you.
mga ayaw mo na magrelasyon, ganyan.
Oo, so huwag kang gagaya sa akin, huwag kang papagawa ng salamin na kulay pink yung lenses. Wait, huling ko nga.
Ang ganda naman kasi. Ang ganda. Oo.
Wait, ito ba yun? Parang nakita ko to sa Thailand.
Oo, may grado yan.
Hala!
It's prescription but it's colored. Oh.
Hala!
Ayan, oo.
Hala! Ayan,
oo. It's pink.
It's cute!
Mm. Diba?
Parang gusto ko rin magpagawa ng ano, prescription na tinted.
Na kulay pink. Para hindi. Ano din.
Ano, blue para everyone looks dead to me.
Yung Twilight filter.
Wala pala.
Twilight filter.
Everyone's a vampire.
Or green para ano, Wong Kar Wai, ano.
Ay, maganda. Oo.
Yung maganda yun, oo.
In the bottle of yellow.
Para ka nakatingin lagi sa bottle ng efficacent oil.
Na-trap ka sa efficacent oil. Efficacent.
O, oh, diba?
Well, pang alternate lang na glasses, papagawa.
Ayun. E dun sa una nating anon, may advice pa ba kayo? Yung sa akin lang ay good for you. And,
ako yun din, good for you. And as a Leo, as a Leo star from a Leo rising, don't settle for anyone who doesn't compliment your hair.
Correct. Correct. Makakahanap ka pa. Ano lang naman yan. Parang hook up nga lang yan. Sige lang.
Alam mo, ano nga, it doesn't even have to be a compliment. Like, pag may sinabi lang ako about my hair, just comment. Yun lang.
Yeah.
Diba? Ganun lang naman yan.
Parang,
eh.
Yeah. Oh, agree ka na lang, ganun.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agree. Just comment. Kesa yung di mo siya pansinin or dustain mo siya.
Sabihin ka mukha ni ano. Ayun.
Tsaka the next time na sabihin kang para kang si Wednesday Adams, maglabas ka ng kutsi.
Takutin mo kabalik.
Naka-amputated na hand.
Oo. Right. Yung mga pa, kamukha mo si Wednesday Adams and you should be scared.
Because what if I am?
Diba, my hobbies are homicide.
Yung ganda.
And arson, diba?
Arson, oo. Yep.
Diba? I mean, pag sinabi na akong ganun, ay, compliment yun, Bia. I would
own up to
milk
it.
The shit out of that. Mag-goss talaga ako na, full goss, ganyan. Tapos hindi ako ngingit eh. Magsasayaw din ako ng weird. Ayun na ka.
Ayun. So anyway, yan. Diyan na natatapos ang episode natin for today. Maraming salamat mga ka-tea for listening and for watching. And syempre, don't forget to visit thebunkph.com to see all of the other podcasts na kasama namin sa Bunk Collective. And follow Bunk PH or at the Bunk PH on social media din. Kasi yan, hindi lang kami ang pwede niyong pakinggan. Madami pa.
Updated especially every day.
Oo, especially itong napakahabang medyo butas-butas holiday week.
Mm,
you got time.
You have a lot of time. Actually, kung nag-leave kayo ng mga sandwich days, ang haba ng time.
Tama. Saya. Tularan niyo ako.
Because ang daming fun episodes ng ibang shows na.
Shows? Yeah.
Like Silong Rib Silog. Oh my God, yung mga tour nila.
Oo nga, Creep Silog and
Wagganino. Mag-tour
sama din naman kami.
Kahit nga yung ano.
Astrology tour, ganyan.
Uh-oh.
Kahit hindi yung mga horror or suspense related na podcast natin naglabas ng Halloween episodes. I love it.
One to Sarang has a Halloween episode also.
Oo. The ito Kingdom has a Halloween episode.
Ito na yung Halloween episode namin. Best effort na to.
Best
yung Shippers, walang Halloween episode eh. Kasi lagi naman nakakatakot yung mga pangit naming napapanood.
Diba? Every day is Halloween.
Yung maganda lang yung ano eh. Maayos.
Morning Rockers pa lang. Every day I'm Halloween.
Oo, every day I'm Halloween. Anyway, ayun, again, maraming salamat mga kati sa panonood at sa paikinig. We hope to hear you and see you again on the next one. Kasi nga, tatry na talaga namin maging consistent. Sige, ilang linggo na kami sa sunod.
2 weeks.
Meron. Oo. Saka babalik na si ano, si astrologer Sagittarius.
Yes! Welcome back to us.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Young and beautiful you.
Saka wala siyang pera, so lagi lang nasa bahay yun.
So, may time na siya pang content.
Ubus na lang.
Nauubos. Kasi... Ayun. Ako inyong astrologer na Virgo na si VP na nagre-request na please yung mga dasal nyo, sama nyo naman ako. Saka yung jowa ko. Kasi ngayong undas, parang love life ko yung pagsisindihan ko ng kandila.
Manifesting o in commemoration?
In memory of.
Oh my God. And ako ang inyong sa astrologer na Scorpio na sasabing horror stories lang yan. Don't be afraid of dating. Oo.
Tinumahan ako doon.
At natanong po ang inyong sa astrologer Gemini na si Bern na nagsasabing sabay-sabay tayo mag-manifest para kay VP na maging malamig ang Pasko niya.
Palipasin lang natin tong Halloween. Sana nga, hindi na.
Bye!
Bye!
Let's go.